This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. By the way, across the country on our Salem Media affiliate sister stations, as well as the leading independent stations all across the country. Happy to be talking to you this morning. And we are a nationally syndicated show heard on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite. Now, we're also heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now, and we want to thank you for your service to America, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who are working the third watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the security, and construction workers, too. Not to forget about our convenience store workers as well, our clerks. We appreciate everything that you do. And don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. Register for the free Gun a Day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership could mean to you. Joining us right now, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, even though there's a whole bunch of people that want to put an end to that real quick. And I came up with a name for them because I've been talking all week long about the New World Order and Alice Bailey. Know anything about her?
Well, the New World Order in itself is a quite an evil situation. You have people, I call them a cabal of an international cabal that wants to totally eradicate any vestiges of not only Christianity from America, but they want to eliminate our constitutional dictates to government control. Control of government by the Constitution. They want to eliminate the traditional family out of our country. Everything that represents stability. Their goal is to overturn these things so that they can move in and basically destroy this country from within.
Well, here's the 10-point Alice Bailey strategy of the New World Order, and this is the godmother of the movement. Number one, take God and prayer out of the educational system. Number two, reduce parental authority over children. Number three, destroy the traditional Christian family structure. Number four, if sex is free, make abortion legal and easy. Number five, make divorce easy and legal, free people from the concept of marriage for life. Number six, make homosexuality an alternative lifestyle. Number seven, debase art, make it run mad. Number eight, use the media to promote and change mindset. Number nine, create an interfaith movement. And number 10, get governments to make all these laws and change the church to endorse the changes.
Yep. You know, one of the other names.
And they're succeeding in it so far.
Yeah. You know why? Because the church, unfortunately, has become a spineless entity. It's like a scorpion came and sucked their spines out. And, you know, it's been very impotent. and standing up for what is right. And ironically, the church is supposed to be the bulwark against evil, yet it is capitulated in many cases through compromise. One of the elements of compromise that has helped to wipe out church authority in this country is through the movement that was started by LBJ. And you know what it is, Captain. It's dealing with the 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a, you know, if you really look at it, it's not enforced, but churches, it's almost like they're psyched out, and they use that to basically take away the authority of the church. And the church does it to themselves.
What'd you think about the Native American that was banging on the drum with his buddies and the, what the heck were the black, what
black
was it?
They call them the Black Israelites or something like that. That's an old crappy movement that was in, I heard of those guys when I was a little guy. And it's like, I thought they had disappeared from the earth. And I guess they're back. And they're hate-filled beasts, mm-hmm. beastly individuals. And, you know, you've heard all the cursing and the name-calling. But this is typical of the left. You'll see these people.
That's all they know.
They start fights. But if you fight back, it's you're made to look like the bad guy. Had those teenagers fought back at all, they did the right thing. They stood there. Yeah, a couple of them, you know, they joked around a little bit, imitating the, you know.
Well, let me interject before I run out of time because I got to get this in there. The Navajo Indian who said, gave his name, said how old he was, and said what unit he was in Vietnam.
Right.
Well, lied. Did more than lie. Stolen valor. He had to be 14 years of age at the time he said he was there. The unit he talked about wasn't a standalone unit at the time. It was merely a brigade. And the MOS that he said he had wasn't available till 4 years later.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's boy, that ought to piss off the veterans.
It already has. That's why stolen valor's been called in. They're investigating this and they're going to go after the guy.
Good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they had him on local news here just plastered all over the place like
a
hero. And, you know, and once the story...
And by the way, he's a Class B movie actor from YouTube videos. All right, hold that thought. Okay. Hold that thought. What a character. Yep. Nothing like being a Navajo Indian that's already known in the industry as a B actor. I guess that's what they call them. Anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Four dealerships to serve you, and they serve people from all around the country. They've sold cars to people in Arizona, people up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, people up in Ontario, the province of Ontario, all points in between, Minnesota, Michigan, just pick a spot, New York, all of New England, and all points in between. Down here, they've come down for four words. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all 911 operators, too. Get preferred pricing on your brand new Nissan Chevrolet vehicle because they represent Chevrolet in Tampa, Moss Family Chevrolet, located at 16414 Northdale Mabry Highway in Tampa, and in Crystal River and Newport Richey, they are Moss Nissan. Now, they also have a wholesale to the public store in Homosassa Springs, known now as Moss Family Automotive, where you can get a certified pre-owned vehicle with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, free oil changes, free tire rotations, and guess what? Want a motorhome? Might have one. Want a camper trailer? Might have one. Want a boat? Might have one. Want a motorcycle? Might have one. Well, how about an ATV or something like that? Might have one of them, too, because guess what? Whatever Moss takes in trade winds up at Homosassa Springs. So, check them out online, Moss Family Automotive. And remember, two numbers to call, 727-815-3095 and 813-969-2600. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Make your best deal, and you'll get another $500 off just by telling them the captain sent you. All right, Ron Edwards is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
When are the Democrats going to come to the table and say, okay, the time to negotiate has come?
Whenever there is something, enough pressure, and it would get to the point where it hurts them, that is when. Until they realize that they're hurt by this, their stubborn blockheadedness, they're not coming. But I believe in the long run, as long as the president continues to pound away at the truth concerning the issues and others join him like Scalise and a few others that have backbones, eventually this will turn in the president's favor, because the president is only telling the truth in this regard, and the Democrats are going to hurt themselves, and they're going to be one of the main reasons that Trump is reelected.
Well, here's the deal. We need to keep calling members of Congress, both sides of the aisle, at 202-224-3121. That's the House of Representatives. You give them your zip code, you get your congressman, 202-224-3121. And then you get your senator. The switchboard is 202-225-3121. That's for the senator, 202-225-3121. Give them your zip code, you get one of your two senators. And that's the only way I know to keep doing it.
Well, yeah, you keep doing that. But one of the things that I've learned, even from dealing with issues on a state level and continuing to call representatives and all of that, it getting to the point where they don't care. A million people could call and
They didn't care to begin with.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care. They're becoming more stubborn and blockheaded. And look at Nancy, look at Chucky, and the rest of these thugs. They're political thugs, in my opinion. And they're just totally no good for this country. They're out to destroy it by any means that they can figure out to do it. And, you know, the truth has to be told over and over and over again. We cannot back down. What you're doing with the lying, fake veteran, Native American, you keep beating the issue. On all of the issues that concern this country, we who know the truth have to continue to tell the truth, because you have to. That's the only way to defeat the lies that they keep telling all the time. As long as we remain quiet and try to be good boys and girls and don't make waves and don't push back, of course the other side will win, because they're relentless. We have to be more relentless. And we have to have great people like Rosemary to pray and to back us up in prayer, too. So we have the advantage. We have God on our side, I believe. As long as we're standing for his truth and the American way, we will win. But we've got to be relentless.
Well, that's all nice, but unfortunately, you are right. We've got to be relentless, because the numbers are not in our favor right now, and we just have to work a little harder. Now, let's talk about Senator Kamala Harris, who is the junior senator out of California, 2 years in office so far. She announced she's going to run for the presidency. Okay, fine. I get that. Right away, people said, well, she's the black version of Barack Obama. Okay, well, I kind of understand that, because Barack Obama said at one time she was the best-looking attorney general in the United States. I don't know if he was trying to hit on her or not, but she, of course, was Willie Brown's girlfriend for quite a while. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. He trained her well.
Now, here's the other thing. She has right away come out of the box and said, I'm going to run on Medicare for all and an all-middle-class tax cut, while the upper income bracket goes back to 70%. What is it with these people with going back to 70% that was, by the way, dropped by Ronald Reagan, and we never looked back since? It helped things, didn't hurt things. We can't jack our tax rates up that high to any group, regardless of who they are, because all the money they could get from 100% of those people will not solve the problems we have in this country.
Absolutely. In fact, if you were to take all of the money, 100% of all the millionaires and billionaires, all of their money, I think it would run the government for about 30. I'm just going to round it off because I don't know the exact number, but approximately 30 days. And they know this. They're not stupid. They're wicked. They have a different design for this country. It's called destruction. And the way to do it is to overspend and overtax and wear down the system that way, and also with foolish regulations. And there you have a trilogy of destruction. And this is what they're trying to do. Medicare for all health, you know, for all healthcare system. I mean, you talk about weighing a system down. A monthly tax credit for middle class families. Why do you need a tax credit? You just need to keep taxes low, period. If you really want to help people economically.
Do you want to take a question from a caller?
Yeah, why not?
All right, Sean, if that's you, you got about 30 seconds to ask the question, because we're running out of time.
You bet. Hey, Ron and Captain.
Here's
the deal, the way I see it. They're running on 70%, but it's a big wink-wink to their big billionaire donors, okay? That's just to get their radical left base to vote for them. Everything else is a wink-wink. They're not going to do that because all their friends are billionaires now, because the left has more billionaires, just look at Silicon Valley, et cetera, than we do. And it's all lies, as we saw in the last election. They say one thing to get elected. When they get elected, they go another route.
You're right. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. And he's right, Ron. And here's the other thing. Now, he mentioned Silicon Valley. Let me mention a company, Quanergy, Quanergy. You heard me talk about them. Do you know who they are?
No.
That is the technical company that specializes in the technology that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are talking about at the border.
That's the company
they're pushing. Yeah. They are a huge Democratic donor. They're going IPO. The Democrats are sinking money into this as fast as they can get it into it because they believe that they are going to make a fortune off this company, and they are. Oh. They're all going to become millionaires and billionaires if they already aren't there, because this is the company that's going to get the government contract that they keep pushing along the border for the virtual wall,
which will not work.
Not at all.
No, yeah, it's a waste, and they know it. It's a boondoggle. I forgot, you know, the name, because we had talked about that company before.
Oh, I'm on top of this one.
Yeah, God help us. Like I said, if you take every one of the things that the caller made a great point, and he reminded me the billionaires and the super millionaires. They have a lot of loopholes, and they can move their money around and end up paying very few taxes. But for the most part, even when you raise the tax 70% and you say it's not on the middle class, even if it's not, and you raise the taxes like that on the wealthy, the middle class still pays because, you know, through other ways. It affects productivity. It affects things in and around that way.
One last topic.
Sure.
The murders in Mexico last year spiked to the highest level yet, went up 33% in 2018. Yep. Now, some of this may have dealt with the caravans, but most of it dealt with hush money and people that wouldn't fall into play and people that saw things they weren't supposed to see. And there's literally hundreds of bodies at or near the border in Arizona, remote parts of Arizona that they keep finding.
That, not only that, but I don't know if you saw, there was a video, I saw it yesterday, where they were killing animals. A truck had an accident that was carrying the cattle.
That too.
And the caravan people were pulling the cows out and killing them.
Sure.
And these are the people that
food.
They want to bring into this country.
Yep, food, free food. All right, thanks. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right, Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com is the website, the Edwards Notebook, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Another Democrat eyeing the White House in 2020, California Senator Kamala Harris, who's 54, telling ABC's Good Morning America, "I'm running for President of the United States, and I'm very excited about it." Harris, who is Black, announcing on Martin Luther King Day. President Trump and Vice President Pence pay their respects and visit the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C., the President laying a wreath in front of the monument. President Trump remains in Washington as the partial government shutdown starts week 5. In Atlanta,
I remember when he did get assassinated, I was 12 years old.
Patrick Price, who lives in Atlanta, will never forget the moment in time when Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated.
It was a sad day. It was a sad day.
Every year to honor King, he goes to the service at Ebenezer Baptist Church, not far from where King and his wife buried.
And everybody should be proud of the things that he did. He's a great man, great leader.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, it's time to hoist up the John B. sail and find out what's going to happen on the water, because if you're listening to me right now along the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, or anywhere in Tampa Bay, guess what? We're going to have an interesting day today. It'll be mostly sunny. A much warmer day than yesterday, high near 74. The winds will turn out of the east. They'll be from 8 to 14 miles an hour with gusts as high as 22 miles an hour. But we will have seas at 3 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature now is down to 60 degrees. The bay water temperature down to 62 degrees. We had our high tide at 1:35 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 9:27 a.m. It'll be cool this morning. We'll have some lows in the 40s, and it's already in the 30s up north of Tampa Bay, up there in parts of Hernando, Pasco, inward into Citrus, and up there towards Sumter County, as well as the northern part up above Orlando there around Leesburg. So there you go. But tonight it'll be much warmer than what it's been, a low around 58 degrees, and we'll have southeast winds, east southeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Now, all bets are off Wednesday night and Thursday, because another front's coming through, and it's this part of the storm system that we've been watching coming across from the west, because it'll be upon us probably Thursday. We'll have showers, we'll have thunderstorms, we'll also have showers and thunderstorms most of the day. The temperature will continue to drop, and by Thursday night we'll be back down in the 40s again. And Friday, it'll be a day that will struggle to get to 60. And Friday night, we'll be back down in the 40s again right here in the Tampa Bay area. So enjoy a couple of days of windy but warmer weather. Wednesday, the high will be near 80. But again, it's going to be windy. So with the warmth comes a little price. Also, want to mention to everybody that we've got the Mission Barbecue Have Lunch with the Captain Day today. And for those of you in the Tampa Bay area, we'd love to see you over at Mission Barbecue, 12 noon to 1:30. Now, we meet at Mission Barbecue because that's where America's first responders, firefighters, military, and police share in a wall of honor, where Mission Barbecue honors all of America's heroes every day at 12 noon when they play the national anthem. Now, we got a big long table. We sit out there in the middle of everything, and myself and the gang will be there, and you can stop by and try the great food. Bring a friend. Enjoy the experience that you'll have. And remember, we're going to Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue. That's the town and country section of Tampa, where they honor all of America's heroes. Now, that is, if you go up the Veterans Expressway and get off the Veterans Expressway at Waters Avenue between the first and second traffic light, you'll be right there. So that's where we'll be today at lunchtime. Hopefully, we'll see you there. All right, to the telephone lines we go, and I think this is Ian. Is that you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for going on 93.7 FM. It makes it a lot better to get a signal over here.
Yeah, told you it would.
County.
Mm-hmm. Told you it would, yep.
I wanted to make a few comments. The first one is, real quick, that thing that went down up there at the Lincoln Memorial when those Catholic kids were waiting for the bus to show up.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to be all dire and gloomy and doomy. That's our future unless we don't stop this descent into leftist madness. That is our future. That kid represented everything that the ruling leftist elite hates.
You're right.
Great, mm-hmm. White, Christian. Pretty devout Catholic. I grew up a Catholic. I recognize, you know, and he didn't take the bait.
Nope.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm not a racist, so I have to qualify my remarks. If we don't stop this, existing while white and Christian will be a crime in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't got nowhere to run to. So we need to get this thing on and get it going fast because time is not on our side. Now, my other comment is, as to the 70% tax and all this socialist nonsense, it's going to come, but it's not going to come in the traditional way of socialism as it was practiced in the Soviet Union or the Asian countries.
Mm-hmm.
The billionaire class, I hate to say it, is not the billionaire class of the rags to riches, Horatio Alger story like Henry Ford, et cetera, that built themselves up for nothing. These are people that got their beaks wet. Remember that? I got to get my beak wet. The Godfather.
Yep.
Don Fiducci. These are billionaires that got rich off government contracts and sucking up the politicians. What's going to happen is if they get away with it, they'll throw a few crumbs to the hardcore socialists like Ocasio and Bernie. But it will be a state-controlled capitalism. In other words, we will have a cartelization. Every industry will be owned by political hacks. There will be no free enterprise, but it will not be a socialism in the classic sense, but it will be a tyrannical state capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll call it socialism. It'll be socialism in name only, and they'll buy off the socialists with a few crumbs. However, there are a few honest progressive socialists, believe it or not, that will recognize it's not a socialist system. All these people are is gangsters trying to get their beaks wet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a Venezuelan, Brazilian, Mexican cartelization, crony capitalist system.
I got to ask you a question because you brought up that encounter with the kids to begin with. Have you heard the story on the Navajo Indian?
I know all about it. I know all about him. He was the one that 4 years ago was walking through Detroit and just magically a fraternity showed up and they were doing the tomahawk check.
Yep.
He's a professional agitator. And look, one more thing because I know we're running out of time.
Yep.
And I was alluding to this last night. The left, we need looks. Let's forget about Democrat, Republican, left, socialist. It's normals and abnormals. That's where I'm moving to. The abnormals have power. The abnormals and their controllers have weaponized abnormality over the last 55 years against us. That's why everything today seems upside down. What is good is bad. Bad is good. Because evil or abnormality, I don't like evil, that's more of a religious thing, but abnormality in everyday life, okay, has been weaponized against us. That's why straight, normal, Christian is evil. Now, do you understand?
I do.
Not even, not even practicing Christian, not even a born-again person, but a person that holds to Christian precepts like me, okay?
Yeah.
We are going to be the other in our own country if we don't stop this. And also, see, look, every day they want to physically eliminate us, and they're doing it through immigration, okay? They want to replace the population because they need slaves and dumb down peons for their cartel capitalism, state-controlled county capitalist system a la China. China is not communist. It has a ruling communist party that maintains the charade of Marxism, okay? But it's a fascistic, crony capitalistic state-controlled system. That's where they're trying to get us, people. Anyway,
okay, good job. Good job. All right, very good. And Ian, again, drives the point home. You know, everything he said, I can't disagree with. It's absolutely true. And if you haven't been paying attention and you're just sitting there going, whoa, how could it be? Well, it is. It's happened right under your own noses, those of you that sat in your hands and decided to do nothing. It's about time to start paying attention and get involved because, again, this next election is coming up, and I'll say it just like I've said it before, the most important election so far of our lifetimes until we get rid of this scourge that keeps trying to fundamentally transform America. And we don't want America fundamentally transformed to what these people want to make it into. We are not a socialist company. We are a country. We are not a communist country. We believe in all men are created equal. And guess what? That means women, too. And we also mean we also believe in the fact that this is the greatest place on the planet Earth to be. We don't want to be a third world country or second world country. We want to be the leader at the top of the game. And that's the way it is. And that's why we are the Captain's America Third Watch, and that's why we, the people, are over here listening to this program, not to some other rags-to-riches show that's talking about ghosts and goblins and whatever other crap they're throwing around there, because this is important stuff, folks. This is important stuff, believe me when I tell you. All right, coming back, final segment of the night, and your calls are welcome. Kathy's going to give you the number here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne. And Wayne Allen Root will be on either tonight or tomorrow night. Not sure which. I'll find out later in the day and let everybody know by posting something on Facebook. This final segment of the program brought to you by my good friends, Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Dominic's, of course, is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and they ship stuff all over the country. So check them out. Google them, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at their red, white, and blue trucks driving around. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you a free donut, maybe. All right, let's go to Joe in Bradenton. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. My comment is, I hope that the families of all these young men sue them for all of the things that they said about them on the television before they even knew what was the true facts, and they didn't even try to find out. And the other thing I'd like to say is, I hope every church and every synagogue in this country this Sunday, stand and Saturday, and say to their people, we are being discriminated against. Christians and Jews are being made to look like horrible people.
They are.
And it's disgusting, and I hope the churches in this country and the synagogues have the courage to stand up and speak to the people in their parishes.
Great call. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. And that's Joan Bradenton. She's spot on. And again, you know, the New World Order. Now, some people are calling this now the New Age. It's all part of what they're trying to do. They're trying to change, fundamentally change and transform America. That's exactly what these people are trying to do. They've been trying to do it for years. They had an opportunity when Barack Obama stood up there and said he was going to do it. And guess what? They never went away. And now they see another opportunity to do it. They're trying again. You've got to be smarter than them and understand that you're being snookered. The Latinos get it. Because right now, since the president's ramped up his push for funding the border wall through a partial government shutdown, his approval rating amongst Hispanic American voters has climbed by 20 points. It's up to 50%. It's the highest it's been. The legal Latinos want this wall. They get it. They understand it. They know what's going on. Or barrier. Okay? They want it. They get it. They understand it. They don't want anybody going ahead of them for any reason. Nobody. And I agree with them. I agree with them. Nancy Pelosi's on the wrong side of this issue. So is Chuck Schumer. And we need to let them know that. Now, Joe told me off the air that she tried to call Washington, D.C., and the phone lines message box was all full. I get that. That's probably going to happen. So here's what happens. Every congressman, every senator's got a local office somewhere near you. Look them up in a phone book and call that local office and render your opinion to them. Say, look, I vote. You better get this done. You better realize that there's more of us than there are you. And if you want to be reelected the next time around, stand up for the barrier or the border wall, whatever they call it. Get this done so we can get the government opened up, put people back to work. But we got to have a barrier on the southern wall. Why? Because the Border Patrol says so. ICE says so. The National Guard says so. The regular military says so. The sheriffs along the border say so. The city police along the border. The state patrol. You want me to go on? All the agencies involved are saying if we get a barrier of some kind, this will stop. Now, somebody's going, well, they'll just dig under it. Really? Think about that statement for a minute. The new barriers are going to go deeper and higher. They want to dig 10, 15, 20 feet underground to get underneath the barrier? Good luck. Good luck. It ain't easy. You got to go down before you go across. It ain't easy. Take my word for it. It ain't easy. Now, Nancy Pelosi, okay, just keeps this tit-for-tat back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now, did you know that in the last 2 years, her travel as the minority leader, has cost the taxpayers $2.1 million with $100,000 in food and liquor on the flights that she flew U.S. Air Force on, quote, fact-finding missions for her constituents under the auspices of the United States Congress? What do you think she's going to do as Speaker? What do you think she was planning to do with that group that was flying overseas to NATO and then going to Afghanistan? Now, there's a story that just isn't true. Good morning, Christine. How are you? There's a story that just isn't true about, well, she was going to take 93 members of her family and only 7 congressmen were going to go. No. That's one of those blog stories that just is not accurate. There were 30 members of Congress that were going to travel on that flight. 30 members of Congress. In other words, all the leaders all the committee heads, all the people that are the mucky mucks in the Democratic Party, were going to go on that excursion just like many of them did when they went down to Puerto Rico. Remember that? Family, relative members, and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff, they would have had to have gotten a different plane. They couldn't have possibly fit them all in the plane that she was talking about taking. But that's what they were going to go. That's what they were going to do. Didn't happen, did it? None of the members of Congress, the House or the Senate, can get on a military aircraft and go anywhere right now because the president said it's not going to happen. We need to get to the business at hand and open the government. And until we do, there will be no military flights for any members of Congress. He can do that. He did it. And that's it. End of story. End of story. By the way, before I forget it and run out of time, and I don't want to run out of time, for those of you today that want to come have lunch with the captain, I will be at the Mission Barbecue, which is going to be right up there, Waters Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway. You get off the Waters Avenue exit, you come on over between the first and the second light, and there I am on the right side. Look for the big American flag, and we'll be right there. And I can't wait. Can't wait to meet many of you there because we have been able to meet a lot of people in our travels and our Have Lunch with the Captain is a very popular series. Again, right now we've moved it to the Mission Barbecue on Waters Avenue, 5602 Waters Avenue, which is just to the east of the Veterans Expressway between the first and the second light. So we get there about noontime because they play the national anthem at noon. We usually have a table somewhere in the middle, one of the long tables, and we just all sit at the table and just chat back and forth and have a good time. And you get to see the gang, some of the regulars that come every week, and we look forward to seeing you there, too, enjoying the great food they have. They've got a tremendous menu. They don't really have anything that's bad in the place. And you can have a full-course meal off their menu, or you can have one of their sandwiches, too. Everything they've got there is really good. So there you go. Now, a couple of things here to wrap things up. A lawmaker in South Carolina, a legislator in the South Carolina legislature, is proposing a bill to require that students take a personal finance course as part of their graduation curriculum to get a degree, to get a high school degree. I think that's an excellent idea. A personal finance course. Learn how to use a checkbook. Learn what a balance and what a balance sheet is. Learn about profits and losses and how you get them and how business works. Little extra stuff like that. I think it would be very helpful. Now, we used to have something like that in school. It was an elective. It was called business education. And you could take various courses in school. Now, a lot of schools did away with that because, you know, it wasn't part of the Regents program or whatever, something to do with that. Because you can get a high school degree or you can get a Regents degree. And in New York, you had to have a Regents degree to get into college. You couldn't just go with a basic high school degree. You had to take extra courses. But anyway, I got to run. It's that time in the morning. Satellite boys, you got to say go. Got to get another show on there. So we appreciate that. And by the way, catch us, our podcast. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. It's over there. And I'll be back tonight. Have a great day, everybody. See you for lunch at Mission Barbecue. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.